The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we get.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Do it again. Bucks win one more time. Now 18 consecutive here in the season of 2019-2020. Welcome in. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. And it's another final from Fiserv Forum. The result, again, good as the Bucks take care of, again, a lesser team and a six-win team. Now 6-20 are the Cleveland Cavaliers as they get it handed to them, 125-108. The Bucks once again, just not even close. They get outscored in the fourth quarter, and that's about it. What does it matter? 69 points in the first half, thanks to a 43-point second quarter outburst that put this one away. Bucks led by 6 after one period, then led by 18 at the break and never looked back. John Beilein's Cavs signed a good deal to leave University of Michigan and come take his first ever NBA job, and wonder if to a man, John Beilein would be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm good. Maybe I should have just stayed down in the university ranks. So the Bucks hand the Cavs yet again another loss. Now 3-10 on the road are the Cavs. Now 13-1 are your Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum. And it just continues to astound me and amaze me that while we've watched this run, and now 18 consecutive games that the Bucks have won, and the streak is building, people around the country are starting out to take notice. You're seeing Giannis on all the talk shows every day as one of the lead stories, and the Bucks winning streak is usually opening up sports flashes, as just now we had CBS Sports Radio on, and the first thing you hear is Bucks go for their 18th consecutive win. And I don't know if it's just maybe passing us by, but as I've watched this streak materialize in front of us for the Milwaukee Bucks, and we've been able to witness it each and every day, it's a little bit different than I would have expected a 13-game or a 19-game winning streak, as it'll go for on Monday, to be like. They've won 18 games here in the last couple of weeks. And November 3rd, I think it was the last time this team lost a game. And by the way, that was on a buzzer-beater 3 on the road at Utah in a game where the Bucks trailed by 20 at the break, came back and had a chance to win that game and had the chance to put the buzzer beater in first before Utah did, but that's neither here nor there. Going into the year, you wanted to see health, you wanted to see growth by the star players, and you wanted to see growth on the overall team base. While in this winning streak, you've seen health and also adversity strike while playing maybe some lesser teams. I will understand when people say that the Cleveland Cavaliers, you should have won this game tonight. Of course you should have. Cavaliers have got 6 wins for a reason. They'll be drafting in the top 5 again this year, as they have for the last couple of years. But where the organization goes and the way that they win these games, you played tonight without Eric Bledsoe. You played 8 games of this streak. The first 8 of this 18-game winning streak was played without Chris Middleton. You did not have Giannis a couple of days ago, and whether that was some legitimate quad soreness, as it appears it might have been a little bit more than we were led to believe early, I thought the Bucks would take a moderate step back in the overall win total from last year's 60. That's why I thought the 58.5 was a relatively fair number by Vegas in the preseason. But the reason I would have expected this team to take that step back was because, well, maybe Bucks got a lot of breaks last year. Health was on their side. Continued to get better. They had the league MVP. You can only count on those kinds of things happening every so often. You see it in all major sports. One year, you might get pretty much every single bounce. Turnovers go your way. The ball rolls in your favor. You get a couple of breaks along the way. And then the old cliche is, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Really good teams have both. They're really, really good, and a lot of times it comes with a little bit of luck. But for this team, and the way the ball has bounced, the way the injuries have come and gone, the Bucks have withstood all of that and still done what they are supposed to do each and every night. Winning these games, winning a game like tonight, is exactly what you were supposed to do. However, there's a lot of teams that are supposed to do this and still get tripped up, still get caught on the back leg of a back-to-back. Now, I wasn't in with you last night, and I appreciate Tim Allen for being in these Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios for me, but a lot of times you see teams have a case where you fall back and miss one. You have an off night, and you can't recover. The Bucks have not had those in over a month and a half since the Bucks were not able to put a W in the win column. They finished the month of November 15-1. While you forecast through the rest of the month of December, you might be able to find more than one loss in there. I could argue I could find maybe two or three. But maybe another break is falling their way, and I'll explain in a little while in the game coming up on Monday. But in pro sports, you're always looking for what the next shoe to drop, especially when you are one of the top teams in the league. A lot of times you're waiting for you have your head looking at the rearview mirrors, you're looking on your side panels, trying to figure out who's coming behind you. Playing from ahead is a little bit different strategy than being the one chasing. When you're chasing, you get to rip the days off the calendar. You're looking at the games back. You're trying to strategize and calendar watch and make sure that maybe that the team that you're looking up at can lose one. And, well, we can win three in a row here, and maybe we gain a half game. That's fun. The chase sometimes can be more fun than the end result. But when you're playing from ahead and playing from the top, each and every year, it can be a little bit of a struggle to keep yourself focused on what is in front of you. This team has done a remarkable job at keeping their eyes and ears forward while everything around them will play itself out in due time. Not allowing the outside noise, the outside distractions to get in the minds, get in the heads, or at all hamper the way that this team plays and the way this team executes on a night in and night out basis. They've now done that for a month and a half, 18 consecutive games. And now, coming up on Monday, the Dallas Mavericks come into Fiserv Forum, another home game. This one was expected or anticipated to be a little bit more of a difficult test against Luka Doncic, a right now, the front runner probably for a rookie of the year, top player in that division at least. And they're in a battle right now with Miami at 112 up and going into overtime here in the next 30 seconds. But Luka turns his ankle tonight. I would be shocked if the Dallas Mavericks play Luka on Monday. Some that might want to look at it in a more cynical view will say, well, the Bucks get another break. But I'm in the same vein, the Bucks have had those dudes go down. Last night, Eric Bledsoe goes down in the middle of what was that, the second quarter that he ended up going down? Right shin contusion. Does not play tonight. And the Bucks come back, win that game, and then win tonight in incredibly convincing fashion again. No, they didn't play the Lakers tonight. But in an 82-game regular season, you can only play and beat the team in front of you. And this team continues to beat every team that is in front of them. And Giannis runs off the floor with his knees wrapped in ice. So we get a little bit of a kickstart into the night, and maybe it'll be a little bit quicker that we hear from Giannis inside the locker room tonight. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the win, you get the rest, you get the hometown fans going home happy after a win, and everybody plays, everybody enjoys it, and the Bucks do it again as they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at Fiserv Forum, 125-108, excuse me. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening. If you want to join this conversation and discuss your hometown team being the most dominant team in the NBA and continue to look forward to this matchup coming up on Thursday night, if you want to look ahead a little bit with us as the LA Lakers come into town. Luka Doncic is going to be most presumably out coming up on Monday. Maybe it's another break. I like to think of it as, again, this Bucks team going to have an opportunity to do what they should do and put the dagger into somebody coming into Fiserv Forum. They're now 13-1 at home. The only loss, the first game that they played at Fiserv Forum. They've won 13 straight home games, 18 straight games overall, and they do it tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're talking about a Pick and Save Pros post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. After each and every game here on The Fan, I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bill Schmidt Radio. You can interact with us tonight at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and on the phone lines at 414-799-1250. Take a quick time out, go through some of the highlights of this one. We're also going to hear from Mike Budenholzer tonight, and also some sound from the locker room as Zora Stevenson caught up with Dante DiVincenzo. That's coming up next. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
The opponent did not look good tonight. Well, they weren't good. That was the Cleveland Cavaliers as the Bucks take care of business in a 125-108 home victory at Fiserv Forum. Now 24-3, 13-1 at Fiserv Forum. They've won 18 straight overall, 13 straight at home. And this team just continues to march on with eyes centered firmly towards the Eastern Conference playoffs, as right now, four games up for the one seed in the Eastern Conference. Just scouting out here, 414-799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening. If you want to join us, you can at 414-799-1250. Also online at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Just perusing through Twitter, and it's, you know, sometimes a cesspool, but as the Milwaukee Bucks have made this run, it's only been a good thing, and you continue to see, you know, Giannis giving his shoes away. You see the Bucks doing different ways of playing WWE and before the games, and I will tell you this, they're a little bit more controlled than me and my friends were when we were back in college doing some WWE stints. I'm glad that they haven't really full-on broken out any tables or anything like that, but there's always going to be some conversation. There's always a critic, right? That's how I was always taught when I was a kid. There's always going to be a critic, Billy. Somebody's always not going to like what you're doing. Somebody's always going to be disappointed in the way you're doing something. So, B-Ball Breakdown is a website and a profile that a lot of people watch and subscribe to around basketball season, and they put out stories across the NBA of different individual mixtapes that they'll put together and players. And there's one video that I was watching a little bit during the break talking about the Bucks winning streak, and it had, before tonight, obviously 17 consecutive wins. With the win tonight, it's 18. That, how impressive really is this winning streak for the Milwaukee Bucks? Now winning 18 consecutive. You look at the point differential. The Bucks are the only team in the NBA with a double-digit point differential positively. So on average, they're beating teams by over 13 points a game. The Los Angeles Lakers, who have a 23-3 record, pretty similar winning percentage to the Milwaukee Bucks, and they'll be here on Thursday. While they've won six straight, their winning differential is about 9.5. Some, and the case being made here on this particular site, of, well, what they've done is more impressive because they're doing it against better teams. The Bucks are just capitalizing on a weak schedule. While I'm not going to say that's not completely true and that there are parts of that that are valid. A lot of teams play stretches of the schedule where the opponents will not match up. And a lot of those teams find themselves with, as I said on Monday against Orlando, have a case of the Mondays. Had the weekend off. Maybe you don't get it up for a team that is fighting for the bottom barrel of the playoffs with you, under 500 team. You know you can probably walk in and flip the switch at any time and win the game. Instead, they put their foot on the throat and finish the job right away. This team has done that consistently for now a month and a half. And I'm wondering if it's being marveled at as much as I am, because to see teams get wins in the NBA is, there's always going to be, in pretty much every NBA game, there will be a big double-digit lead that then gets whittled down, right? A lot of teams go up by 15, 16 in the first half. All of a sudden, you blink, and in the middle of the fourth quarter, it's a two-point game. It's because these teams are so tightly knit on the parity, right? All these players can play in the NBA. They're there for a reason. But the Bucks, more than any team else in the NBA, have capitalized and finished these opponents early and often in these games. And it's been really, really impressive to watch. Let's go down south of the Cheddar Curtain. Say hi to Jim at 414-799-1250. Jim, good hearing from you tonight.
Hey, good evening, Billy. Yeah, another great victory. A winning streak that, the last time they had a winning streak like this, I was like two. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, it's funny because some of these games, like, honestly, tonight I really didn't watch a game. I kind of checked the score because I kind of knew what the outcome was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, this is really impressive. And right now, as it stands, I was listening overnight to the little CBS national show. They're not giving the Bucks props. They're kind of thinking we're pretenders. And I'm okay with that, quite honestly. I'm not going to get upset about that because that kind of keeps our guys hungry, I think, because they're still trying to earn respect. And I don't want them to get too full of themselves either. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the other night, like against Memphis, that game got pretty tight in the third quarter. And then they just opened it up, and it was game over. You know, it's like I blinked, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're up by 15. So I'm really excited for this week to see what Monday brings, see what Thursday brings, and then maybe we'll start turning some heads.
No doubt about it, Jim. Appreciate the call and appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. He's exactly right on a lot of national shows don't want to give you the kind of respect maybe that you deserve at this particular point in time. We've been focused on after the Clippers game and the Bucks completely blow out the LA Clippers when they come to Fiserv Forum just this past weekend. And that was supposed to be the benchmark game. That was supposed to be the measuring stick game in this run. While the 18 straight games, you've had a lot sprinkled in of Cleveland, New York. You've gotten the Hawks a couple of times, Bulls once, Pistons. And you've won those games. But every single time one of these big-time opponents comes up, it's, well, here's where the wheels fall off, right? Oh, well, this is when it's going to end. But while it's easy to point to those and be the have sticker shock and say, well, how are they going to beat Cleveland? How are they going to beat? Are they going to beat the Clippers? Excuse me. How are they going to beat the Lakers? Luka Doncic. I don't know if they're going to have a stop for Luka and Kristaps coming in here, right? But the respect has to be shown to how they've done this and how they've continued to do this, and doing it at home primarily has been one of the most fun parts of it. Guys, every single time you go to Fiserv Forum, you expect the team to win the game. You expect them to not only win the game, but dominate the game. The only teams in the NBA that are scoring 120 points a game. There's only one more. And that team's the Houston Rockets. We all know what the Houston Rockets are all about. So, the efficiency, the net rating that the Bucks have, and that's just a fancy word for point differential, and defensive efficiency, all that kind of stuff. You see the kind of defense that are playing. You see Dante DiVincenzo coming off the bench tonight and having three steals, just picking people's pockets left and right. Wes Matthews has gotten a lot of heat for what he's done offensively, but defensively, number nine's played really well all year long. And defensively, they've just kept these teams at an arm's length. Then once it gets a little bit closer, the stiff arm extends, the power comes out, and you see what you saw tonight and end up in a blowout, and the game was really over midway through the third quarter. I was stunned that Giannis even came in the fourth quarter. He started out that fourth quarter, or came in within, what, the first like minute, minute and a half, he checks over to the scores table. I think it was him and Dante checked in as they had run with Robin Lopez, Pat Connaughton was in that group, Ersan, Kyle Korver, and George Hill were in for a majority of the third quarter. Then you see a couple of starters check back in. And then Giannis puts the ice on the knees at about 6 minute mark. And you're feeling very, very good heading into the weekend when the opponent on Monday, their star, has ice on his ankle for a different reason. Luka Doncic, we'll check that injury coming up here soon and see what the reports are from him. But a look at the injury report now as we have a little bit of breaking news here on The Fan. As always, that's powered by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Sports and the Radio.com Sports app. Shams Charania reporting now, Milwaukee Bucks guard Eric Bledsoe will be sidelined for 2 weeks with a right fibula evolution fracture. All right, I'm no doctor, but that does not sound great. A right fibula evolution fracture. If anybody has more of a medical license than I do, please call us at 414-799-1250 and explain what that evolution fracture would be. While we wait for that, we'll talk to Mike on the south side. Mike, appreciate you listening tonight on The Fan.
Hey, Billy, how's it going?
Good, Mike.
I could just hear Sparky going crazy, as I was when I saw Giannis coming back in the game.
It did not make much sense.
Go get your candy, go back and sit down. Now, my comment is Bucks-Lakers Thursday. Hopefully, they handle this load management. I don't want to hear that LeBron's being seated, because you know the Bucks will see Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they both play, I've been watching LeBron. He's on a mission.
Yeah, he has been. He's played really, really well this year, Mike.
It's all business.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave credit to his team. They're like, come on, you're the man. I think he's on a mission. I guarantee he's going to play. If he don't, I'll be very disappointed. I think this could be a finals preview. Barring health, both teams, time will tell. And go Pack and talk to you Monday.
100%, Mike. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate you listening. And Mike, faithful listener here on The Fan. The conversations and the thoughts of LeBron possibly not playing on Monday night kind of really surfaced once we did the deep dive into Lakers' schedule. You see that they're coming off of a 5-game road trip. That'll be the final leg of it here in Milwaukee, and possibly maybe the Bucks will not see LeBron James. As Mike just pointed out there, I advise any fan of the NBA to go and check out just one Lakers game. Even Thursday night will be one for sure, because LeBron will play. Anthony Davis will play. I'd be completely stunned if those guys did not play on TNT for that battle that we're seeing coming up this night. But these two, Giannis and LeBron, 1A, 1B for the MVP this year in 2019-2020. They are going to put on an absolute show. Monday is going to be tremendous. But now the Bucks will be a little bit shorthanded as the news coming out from Shams that Eric Bledsoe has a evolution fracture. Am I pronouncing this right? I want to make sure I am. As somebody, Milwaukee Caps fan 32, has called or tweeted in that the fracture is a bone fracture which occurs when a fragment of the bone tears away from the main mass of the bone as a result of physical trauma. Well, that would be understandable because Eric Bledsoe got thumped in that shin. Right now, before the game, it was a right shin contusion. Tonight, the imaging has shown that Eric Bledsoe has a avulsion fracture. Avulsion fracture. There we go. That's how it's supposed to be presented. avulsion fracture is what Eric Bledsoe has. That is the breaking news that we have here, courtesy of Radio.com Sports and the mid-sized metrics from Mercedes-Benz Vans. So Eric Bledsoe news coming out. The Milwaukee Bucks will be sidelined without him for about 2 weeks, possibly more to 3 to 4, as I've seen news and different ideas coming in from different people that they believe that it could be maybe a little bit longer than the 2 weeks that the Brewers are pointing out right now. Take some phone calls here at 414-799-1250. Also live at 1057FMTheFan.com. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you tonight as you saw your team get yet again another win in this winning streak. A 17-pointer tonight, 127-108. In an 18-game winning streak, usually all luck is going to be on your side. The Milwaukee Bucks haven't had all the luck on their side as of late, especially due to health, and they get another big blow. We'll explain maybe how much more the Eric Bledsoe news and look into the games that possibly could be missed by the Milwaukee Bucks starting point guard. Also, I liked the Bucks' idea of the replacement for Eric Bledsoe. I'll see what you believe in the replacement for Eric Bledsoe, as he will have a stand-in for the next couple of weeks. Eric Bledsoe out for the next 2 weeks with an avulsion fracture to the right fibula. We'll explain how that can derail, possibly, the Bucks' 18-game winning streak, because right now, nothing's standing in the way of your team. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. You're listening to it on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free Radio.com app.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Eric Bledsoe, who's banged up, he did not play tonight. It was a shin contusion that we knew of earlier today. Now, as the report's coming out, as Mike Budenholzer stepped up to the podium, you'll hear that in about 10, 15 minutes right now here on the Fan Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. It's an avulsion fracture for Eric Bledsoe. Avulsion fracture. As your boy was saying, evolution fracture earlier. Billy, there's no oh in the spelling of avulsion fracture, so I apologize for all the grammar police at 414-799-1250. But an avulsion fracture is a bone fracture which occurs when a fragment of the bone tears away from the main mass of a bone as a result of physical trauma, is the description that I'm finding here online. And that would fit right in line with how exactly the injury happened for Eric Bledsoe, as he just got run into by Wesley Matthews last night in Memphis, left that game. They're expecting 2 weeks is where the reports are coming out here. Shams had it, as everybody now following up, as the Bucks PR really putting out the news. And it's impressive, too, when you're able to have the team break injury news, unlike pretty much every other story that's coming out now here in pro sports, is somebody just feeds it to their own media outlet. So the Bucks are able to put that out today. Eric Bledsoe sidelined for about 2 weeks now is the expectation for when Eric Bledsoe will be back on the floor. So let's look into exactly how many games and which games Eric Bledsoe possibly could be sidelined for, with, as a result of this injury, the one benchmark game that you would look at as being first in jeopardy. Well, this upcoming Thursday against the LA Lakers. Now, Luka Doncic, as we also look at the injuries for the opponent, Luka Doncic had a sprained ankle earlier tonight as he rolled it bad on the right side, stepped on, I believe it was Kendrick Nunn, as they're taking on the Miami Heat tonight. And just one of those wicked ones, as you see Luka come down and just step right on the top of Nunn's foot, ankle rolls. He was in the tunnel just writhing in pain, checked out of the game, was ruled out right away. X-rays were negative for Luka, but I would anticipate that the Dallas Mavericks are incredibly cautious with their top point guard, Luka Doncic, so I would expect he does not play on Monday. Coming up on Thursday, Eric Bledsoe missed that game against the LA Lakers. Then the Bucks go to New York, host Indiana on a back-to-back next weekend. Then the next game that would have sights set on a miss for Eric Bledsoe in about a week and a half on Christmas Day when the Bucks go to the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia number two in the Eastern Conference standings right now as they sit four games back of your Milwaukee Bucks at 20-7. Eric Bledsoe presumably will also miss the back-to-back that includes at Atlanta at home against Orlando, possibly due back at Chicago on Monday, December 30th. Hopefully, that would be about closer to 3 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks, if he returns on New Year's Day, a home battle that the Bucks have against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, Eric Bledsoe, the news of the night, as the Bucks get a 125-108 victory, he is going to miss presumably the next two and a half, 3 weeks. Bucks being, I think, optimistic with the two-week absence. I would expect possibly a little bit longer for the Bledsoe news. Also, the part of it for me that's fascinating is how aggressive do you want to be with the return of Eric Bledsoe? Of course, you want Eric Bledsoe back in the lineup as quickly as possible. But tonight, in his place in the starting lineup was Dante DiVincenzo for 25 minutes, 6 of 8 from the field, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. No, Dante DiVincenzo is not the caliber of player as Eric Bledsoe. But for what he does defensively as well as offensively, what he can do for this team, I think it can be a very capable replacement. I don't think you need at all to rush Eric Bledsoe back in any way, shape, or form to health. Is there any reason to push Eric Bledsoe getting back in the lineup? No. Be as cautious, careful, deliberate with the rehab as possible. Look, the Bucks went on this 18-game winning streak. It started in the first game they lost Chris Middleton. If you remember back, all the way back into the middle of November when the Bucks last lost the game, it was halftime in Oklahoma City. Giannis put his right foot through the OKC sign, walking back into the locker room at halftime. Chris Middleton exits in that third quarter after banging knees with, who knows it, Eric Bledsoe, and misses about 8 games. Bucks win all 8 of those. They've now won 10 more on top of that. They did not have Giannis for one of those games in the middle of it. Didn't have George Hill for a couple of those games in the middle of it. Also were without Brook Lopez for a couple of those games in the middle of it. So while this season was about making sure you're healthy and primed and ready to go for a push towards the Eastern Conference Finals, a push towards the NBA Finals, and then hopefully into the NBA Finals and presumably a championship, the Bucks have faced the physical adversity. They've also faced the injury side of it and continued to come out on the positive end, continued to be able to put up wins and continuing to just bulldoze and bully themselves towards the top of the Eastern Conference with now a 24-3 record after the win tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. This one started way back at 7:30 at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton ends up with 24 tonight and started out early and often as the Bucks all over the Cavs early. This one made it a 7-point game.
Getting him started early, as Marcus said, Chris Middleton, 6 of the 11 points.
6 of the first 11 for Chris Middleton, then Giannis wanted to get himself in the action.
Giannis, left-handed, soft thump, 9 points.
9 early ones in the first quarter for Giannis. He finishes with 29 points in just 24 minutes of action. He would bust out and do it himself here in the second.
Like this, though.
He short arms the steal and long arms the dunk.
Gather plus extra step.
That long arm for the dunk, as Jim Paschke alluded to there. Giannis takes the ball and then reaches up as if he's going to lay it in. And I almost think Giannis surprised himself with his length on the play as he goes to typically finger roll it in there at the front of the rim. Realizes, well, I'm still up here. I might as well just dunk the thing. Turns his hand back over and then just punches it down one-handed. Another big-time dunk. This one started by one of the 3 steals from Dante DiVincenzo on the night.
DiVincenzo, right there.
There he is.
Yep.
Leads to Antetokounmpo. Energy begets energy.
There you go.
And the energy was firmly on the side of the Milwaukee Bucks as that one made it an 8-point lead. It also sparked this kind of a run. The Bucks had a 19-4 run, and Chris Middleton turns offense or defense into offense.
Chris Middleton? Yes.
I tell you, you know, he's in the month of December, 48% from the three-point line and rising steadily.
Now steadily rising and 75%, 3 of 4 from downtown. Marcus Johnson will help that as well. So that made it 57-45. This made it 66-48. You could tell where this was trending.
Wow. Chris Middleton lighting it up at 5-serve form. 19 points.
19 first half points for Chris Middleton, as he would only play 23 minutes tonight. 8 of 12, efficient as all heck, was Middleton tonight. 24 points and 6 dimes. Giannis stepping back from downtown as the Bucks tried to stretch it out to a 20-point lead in the third.
Giannis gets it right back. He is 2 for 5. 20 points for Antetokounmpo. The only game in which he has scored less than 20 was game one against the Cavaliers when he had 14.
Wow.
And that was a battle, if you remember that game, and the Bucks just getting themselves out squeakily with a win at Cleveland. No such drama in this one as the Bucks win by 17. No such drama when Robin Lopez is playing in the third quarter.
Close out on Sexton. He drives, and then a great bit of anticipation by Sterling Brown on the steal. Olivia Silva back out behind the line. Robin Lopez.
Yes.
He zips to T with 2:31 to play in this third quarter. And Giannis mimics that a little bit. They love it.
Yeah, it was Robin Lopez sipping the tea on that one, made it a 27-point lead. And then Dante DiVincenzo, I said he was doing it on the defensive side with the steals, also with the swats as well.
The defense has been stunning tonight. Pat Connaughton.
The defensive contest got a piece of the basketball.
The defensive contest led to a breakout three from Pat Connaughton, and Pat Connaughton finishes tonight just 1 of 2 from the field, 7 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 3 from deep was Robin Lopez. He led bench scoring tonight with 16, 11 apiece off the pine for Ersan Ilyasova and George Hill. George Hill was 4 of 8 from the field in 22 minutes of action, 22 minutes also for Pat Connaughton leading the bench minutes tonight. Everybody play. Frank Mason even got himself into the game. And DJ Wilson was a part of this one with 5 minutes of action. And just one missed field goal. We'll hear from the head coach. Mike Budenholzer comes up next. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. I'm Bill Schmid, baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Mike Budenholzer's next on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Live inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios, I'm Bill Schmid, baby Tausch, talking Bucks basketball with you after they win a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers that, yes, they're supposed to win, 125-108. But it was without Eric Bledsoe, their starting point guard, you know, second or third best player, however you rank it out. When you win 18 consecutive games, usually luck is always going to fall on your side, right? I'm not positive luck has fallen squarely on the side of the Milwaukee Bucks, especially from an injury front, which makes this streak for me all the more impressive. Doesn't matter about the teams that they've played. Doesn't matter the competition level. You don't play for style points in this league. You just play for W's. And that's what Coach Mike Budenholzer says tonight as he starts up his press conference after the Bucks win 125-108. Let's hear from the head coach now on The Fan.
I think the focus of our guys, impressive tonight to, you know, come out and back-to-back and, you know, for most of the game, play pretty sharp on both ends of the court. You know, pleased with the group, and it'll be good to take a day tomorrow and just kind of recover and get ready for Monday.
more than 20 points off turnovers. How much was that a catalyst for creating that separation from the second quarter going into the third quarter?
Yeah, no, I felt like our activity in different stretches, you know, really, you know, lots of times the turnovers are eating to break out layups and maybe sprinkle in a couple threes. And, you know, that's hopefully we're building a cushion off of our defense, building our offense off of our defense. Creating turnovers isn't necessarily something we really emphasize, but when you can get them in a solid kind of sticking to our principles way, it's really helpful.
Ultimately, you decided to go with Dante in the starting lineup. Just what did you see from him tonight? And it just kind of looks like he's getting more and more comfortable. He's finding where those passing angles are. He's finding where those angles are defensively as well. Just what have you been seeing from him lately?
Yeah, I thought he was great tonight. You know, so I think him kind of sliding in with the starters, just, you know, as we looked at it, it kind of made sense. You know, Giannis and Chris are just, you know, so steady, and they can have the ball in their hands a lot too. So to play him out there and, you know, in the point guard type spot with other guys that can really handle a lot, not put as much pressure on him, let George kind of organize the second group and keep, you know, him, he's playing so good. So, but Dante just, you know, tonight he really was aggressive, confident. It was just great to see him play the way he did.
Playing without Eric, it looks like he'll be missing the next couple games at least, but I think you only had 3 turnovers at half in the first half. What'd you think of the ball security and the ball movement of your team?
Yeah, good. You know, again, I think there's a lot of guys that that are comfortable handling it, making decisions and playing, and Giannis and Chris are just so good. I felt like Chris had a great start to the game, great rhythm. You know, so I think they got in a little bit of a comfort zone, and it was great to take care of the ball, get a lot of good shots, hopefully high efficiency, high efficient offense, and come into halftime with a pretty good lead.
Clarkson hit that shot midway through the second quarter, gave the Cavs a 1-point lead, and then I think the run at the end of the quarter was like 34-14. What'd you see from your team in that quick stretch that it took what had been kind of a close game at that point and turned into an immediate blowout?
Yeah, I think, you know, the defense stands out to me. I think our activity, getting stops, you know, they're tough. You know, with Tristan Thompson and Love out there, I don't remember how much of that stretch they were in, but when you can get them to miss and then take care of the boards and get the rebounds, and then you feel like you can run them because they put a lot of pressure on the offensive glass. And so between turnovers, like we mentioned earlier, and some missed shots and rebound, and then we can get out and run and kind of play our game. But I thought it started with our defense.
You guys are playing the Mavericks on Monday. Luka's kind of been like a little bit of the talk of the league a little bit. What have you seen? Have you watched much of him? And what do you think of what he's been doing?
Very, very little. You know, sometimes, just turn on the TV, maybe catch a tiny bit or some highlights here and there. And obviously not living in a cave, so I know he's killing it and having just a monster season. Really, really impressive. I don't think he's 21 yet. So, it'll be, I think, a great challenge for our group. And, you know, we take a ton of pride in our defense. I know they're the best offense in the league. And, so I think take that challenge and see how we can guard them, see if we can make it tough on their whole group. You know, it's not just about one player. It's all of them are playing and performing at a high level. So we'll take tomorrow, take a little bit of a break. I'm sure one of or a couple of the assistant coaches will be watching it, but we'll be ready for Monday.
Over the last couple of weeks, it's felt like that bench unit has had some of those extra pass, drive, kick out sequences that I think are just so demoralizing to teams, especially when it comes from the bench unit. What does it say about all those guys? And I guess how proud of you are of all those guys that they're unselfish enough coming off the bench that it doesn't have to be about them taking the shot, that they're happy to get their teammates involved.
Yeah, I mean, the unselfishness of that group and the way they kind of feed off of each other, they're just feels like they're more happy if someone else makes a three than they do themselves. And it's been great to see that build. And even tonight, I think the first quarter is, 15-15 or 13, it was kind of tight. And then that last 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter, they gave us, some separation. They closed a little bit at the very end, but we went on a great run, kind of that 5 minute to the 2 minute mark of the first quarter. And a lot of it's that group. I think George has a huge impact on those guys. Irsan, the way he's playing right now, those two guys are just so smart and I think can kind of facilitate. And I think the way they play, I think everybody kind of feeds off of it.
That's Mike Budenholzer tonight after the Bucks win against the Cleveland Cavaliers at home 125-108. The news of the night is an avulsion fracture for Eric Bledsoe on the right fibula. The description of an avulsion fracture is a bone fracture when a segment of the bone or a fragment of the bone tears away from the main mass of the bone as a result of physical trauma. That physical trauma happened last night as the Bucks took on the Memphis Grizzlies, and just a quick thump of the knee, thump of the leg, lower leg is how it ended up for Eric Bledsoe right there on the fibula. It was a right shin contusion earlier tonight. Now it is an avulsion fracture, sidelining Eric Bledsoe for about 2 weeks. That's the breaking news we're dealing with here tonight on The Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. For the Bucks to be able to go on an 18-game winning streak while also having players of every single one of their starting five, every single one of their starting five has missed a game in this 18-game winning streak. Just chew on that for a few seconds. Now Dante DiVincenzo, as Mike Budenholzer said right there, would theoretically step right into the starting lineup for the next couple of weeks as the Bucks will take on the Dallas Mavericks coming up here next on Monday night. And Dallas once again dealing with their own injury concerns as Luka Doncic checks out tonight, leaves the game with an injury, a ankle injury is how it ended up for Luka. He just played 2 minutes, had 2 points there at the foul line for Luka. So theoretically, you'd expect he would not play coming up on Monday when the Dallas Mavericks visit the Milwaukee Bucks. Then it is the LA Lakers coming to town on Thursday night, 22-3 against 24-3. It's just going to be a heck of a fun night. Cannot wait for it. We'll be talking about but the games that night on Thursday right here, as well as Monday night, each and every night. You can listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show after each and every Bucks game here on The Fan. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in Mexico City. Part of the NBA Mexico City games, we had the Spurs get an overtime win against the Phoenix Suns tonight. Spurs advanced their record to 10-15, 121-119. The Raptors at home take care of the Nets, 110-102, 128-111. Grizzlies get back on the winning track over Washington tonight. The Bulls in a surprising win at UC over the LA Clippers tonight. The Bulls, yes, beat the LA Clippers tonight, 109-106. And I know the exact question that is going to be asked of me right after I say that. No, Kawhi Leonard did not play in tonight's game, but Paul George did. He had 27 points, 9 of 20 shooting in that one. But the Clippers fall now to 20-8, 7-7 on the road. Bulls get a much needed win as Jim Boylan of the Chicago Bulls gets the all-dreaded vote of confidence by John Paxton, the general manager, earlier today that his job is not in jeopardy. Zach LaVine steps up for his head coach, drops 31 tonight in a victory against the LA Clippers. The Heat get an OT win, as we mentioned, in that game against Dallas tonight on the road. Miami now 19-7, 8 of 6 away from Miami and South Beach. They win in OT, 122-118. Pistons, 115. Rockets, 107 in H-Town. And the Nuggets get a home win against Oklahoma City, 110-102. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, injury, child custody, or any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net or call him at 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Wrap things up and hear from Dante DiVincenzo next as the Bucks take out the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next up is the Dallas Mavericks on Monday night as the Bucks try to go to 19 consecutive wins, only creeping ever so close to the franchise record of 20. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
He was the X Factor in a 125-108 victory for the Milwaukee Bucks with 15 points in his return to the starting lineup as the Bucks beat the Cavs by 17 at home. Dante DiVincenzo, 6 of 8 from the floor, 3 steals to go along with those 15 points, and a conversation with Zora Stevenson after the game.
Dante, you're leading the team in steals. You start the game off with a pick for a Chris 3, a rebound for Giannis dunk, so many different hustle plays. Where did you develop your knack for the basketball?
Just my energy. Just trying to make that my identity, just coming out, defending with energy. And good things happen when I'm aggressive.
I haven't asked any of you guys about the streak in a couple games, so here it goes. 18 wins in a row. Describe the atmosphere in the locker room as you all take in everything that's happening right now.
That's just the results. I mean, the biggest thing for us is we're just having fun with one another on and off the court. Every day we come into practice, we have fun, we get after it. Off the court, we're having fun, and we're just enjoying each other's success.
Maybe they'll count those dunks for the scoreboard, huh?
Yeah, they better this time.
Thanks, Dante.
Thank you.
Yeah, it always is a dangerous thing when a team is having fun, and they're able to win while having fun, and Dante DiVincenzo is part of that fun in the zero jersey with 25 minutes tonight, the first-round pick of the Milwaukee Bucks last year. He also provided us the defensive play of the game, brought to you by Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power online at LIUNA113.org. Dante to the MVP.
DiVincenzo right there.
Yep.
Leads to shot at a combo. Energy begets energy.
There you go.
Three huge steals for Dante DiVincenzo tonight, and the Bucks win it 125-108. Eric Bledsoe, though, are you kidding me? The Bucks lose another starter in an 18-game winning streak. Eric Bledsoe going to be sidelined for the next couple of weeks. Expected timeline is about 2 weeks with a right avulsion fracture, as the Bucks PR department breaks the news of the injury here tonight. The are you kidding me moment of the game, though, avulsion fracture, as it was first told to us, spelled with an E instead, it's an A, and led to the grammar police being all over one Bill Schmid here on 105.7 FM The Fan. Avulsion fracture for Eric Bledsoe. That is the injury, and that is the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go with experience. Go with Gene Wagner Plumbing, online at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Guys, I want to tell you right now today the way that you're going to be able to save money and make your home more energy efficient in as little as just one day, even in the winter. Yes, even in the winter. So, say you're watching the Packers tomorrow as they take on the Chicago Bears, and all of a sudden you're hearing this. That's a whistling sound. That's because cold air is coming back into your house, and all the warm air is leaving. The cold air is infiltrating your residence, and it's costing you money on your heating bill. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is going to help you replace those leaky windows, help you save some money. First, it starts with a Pella certified team coming off, sealing off the room from the rest of the house, removing each old leaky window one at a time before moving on to the next one. They fill that space with a new energy efficient Pella window in just a matter of minutes. Guys, variety, if that's what you want, not one, not two, I feel like LeBron James. Not three, not four, but 9 different styles of tastes from windows to fit your particular taste. If it's luxurious wood that you crave, maybe you want a vinyl glass finish, whatever it is, fiberglass, go check them all out at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield, and you can see all that they have to offer. You can see the innovations that they're doing at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin with their award-winning roll screen. It practically disappears right out of view. Enjoy the view year-round with Pella Windows and Doors, and also the best lifetime limited warranty on all wood windows, and financing for every budget. Even a poor guy like me can replace the old leaky windows in the place of residence to make sure that this year you are warm and cozy and saving some money with 0% APR financing for over 48 months. If you replace now today, go schedule your free no obligation consultation today at PellaWI.com. Also, approved credit, certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But before we get out of here, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's given us a lot of these types of moments all year long. But when you're able to finish like this, Giannis, so long, so lengthy, so smooth that he turns a finger roll into a one-handed slam.
Like this guy.
He short arms the steal and long arms the dunk.
That gather plus extra step.
just picking the pocket was Giannis there. He had one steal on the night, four boards, four dimes, and 29 points. And there had us the drive of the game, which is always brought to you by Wrench and Go. If you need auto parts, Wrench and Go, a self-service yard. Bring your own tools. Access the lowest price auto parts around at Wrench and Go. MVP of tonight's game. I'm not going to go with Giannis. I'm going to go with Chris Middleton. He was efficient as all heck. 23 minutes, 24 points, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown in the month of December as a career. Chris Middleton has shot over 48% from 3 and helps that even tonight with a 3 of 4 sighting in the 125-108 victory. Thanks to our crew down at Fiserv Forum. Thanks to Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, for producing the program. For you all for including us and being a part of it tonight at 414-799-1250. Also live at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Eric Bledsoe down for a couple of weeks. Does not matter. We're back here on Monday after the Bucks go for 19 straight against the Dallas Mavericks. Until tomorrow at 10, we're back. You got it, 105.7 FM, The Fan.